call received from Home Care Agency.
Good morning. This is Chaya. How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Keisha Johnson. I put in an application last Monday, and I was just checking on the status.
Okay, sure. An application for work?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone reached out to you yet?
Not yet.
Okay. We should have your information in the system, and then once we have any clients available, we would reach out to you. I can take your information again to make sure it goes into the system. But
okay.
Do you have someone you know that needs care and you'd like to sign up to help them?
Yes, I do know somebody here.
Oh, okay. That's good. And who is that?
Margaret Stahl.
Okay. Do you have a name and date of birth so I can pull up the Medicaid information?
Oh, I don't know her date of birth and all of that stuff.
Oh.
I'll have her call you when I finish giving you my information.
What?
I said I'll have her call you once I finish giving you my information.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I wouldn't put in your information as a caregiver looking for work. I would rather put in the information for the patient, and I would put in your information as a caregiver. How about I can do a conference call now and bring the patient on the line? Do you want to give me the phone number so I can do a conference? Perfect.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Let me pull it up. Contact. Where is it? OMNOP. Okay. 570.
Okay.
728.
Okay.
3610.
All right. And what is your name?
Keisha Johnson.
Keisha, can you spell it for me?
K-I-S-H-A.
Okay, Johnson?
Yes.
All right. And what is her name, the patient?
Margaret Stahl, but she likes to be called Peg. But, you know, Margaret Stahl, yeah.
Okay. And how are you related to her?
I'm not related. I used to work for her at another company, but she left that company.
Oh, okay.
And she went down there, so I just wanted to transfer.
Okay, great. Yeah, we can definitely help you. Let me bring her on. Hold on just a moment, okay?
Okay, yes.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm here.
Hi, good morning. Is this Margaret Stahl?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Chaya, calling from Family First Home Care, and I have your caregiver, Keisha Johnson, here on the phone.
Okay.
Okay, so she said that you would like to sign up with our agency so she can continue helping you.
Okay, I am already signed up with another agency.
Oh, yeah?
Is that agency?
Which agency?
Agent Clayton on East Center Street.
Oh. And how much are they offering to pay you, Keisha?
Where, Agent Clayton? Well,
yeah.
I never got a salary yet. I didn't get that far.
What is it?
I didn't get that far.
Oh.
But with your company, Family First Care, I was getting 15.
We offered you 15?
Yeah, that's what I was getting, 15, because I'm signed up with your agency already. I'm just looking for a client in the area, in Foxville, Schuylkill County.
Okay.
But I thought this was Agent Place I was calling.
Okay, so you're
the agency.
You're going to work for Agent Place?
Yeah, because that's the place she signed up at.
Oh. Maybe we can offer you a higher pay raise.
I don't know. That's on her. If she want to switch, I don't have nothing to do with that part.
Marisol, would you like to come to our agency? We're actually a very good agency in your area.
I just started with the age in place, and I'm not sure that I want to do that.
Okay.
I'd have to think about it.
And who is your caregiver with that agency?
I'm not really familiar with your agency.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one that's in hometown?
We're located on Winding Drive in Philadelphia, and we service the surrounding counties.
Mm-hmm. Cause you got a place in Tamaqua too. Cause I was talking to Roberta. But I thought this was agent place. I got y'all number under agent place. Well, I must don't have agent place number because this is the third number I called.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and y'all picked up. Yeah. Okay.
Do you have I know you said you're out of Philadelphia. Do you have a local office?
We do have an office in Philadelphia. You mean if a local office in Schuylkill?
Yeah.
We actually don't, but we do everything over the phone and online, so there's really no need to come down to the office.
Yeah.
Would you like to check out our website, maybe?
Yeah, I might do that.
Okay.
It's something I have to think about. Mm-hmm. There's a number of considerations.
Okay,
and
sure.
The agency I just left does have a... they're also out of Philadelphia, but they do have a local office, and they were not, I couldn't wait to leave them. It was a little too involved with micromanaging my life, and I don't have dementia or anything. I'm quite capable of managing my life.
Uh-huh.
It just was a little much.
Okay.
I will check out your... What is it, Family First Home Care?
Yeah, so I can send you the link. Actually, can I text you to this phone number so you can check it out?
Yeah, you could do that.
Perfect. I'm going to send you the information. Just think about it, and I'm going to give you a call to follow up and see if you'd like to go ahead and switch.
Okay, let me just ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Right up front. What kind of paperwork is the caregiver required to do? Do they have to fill out paperwork if they go to the store for me, if they spend money or food stamps or...
What do you mean paperwork? Every time they go for you?
Yeah.
No, she can do errands for you. That's totally fine.
Yeah, this was one of the things the previous company had done. They wanted them to fill out paperwork even if I went outside.
No, so we have a very good system that the aide just clocks in when she arrives to the patient, and she clocks out when she leaves, and she can help the patient with whatever is needed,
uh-huh.
And that includes errands for the patient.
Yeah, I mean, they even were to the point that nobody was allowed to pick up my prescriptions.
No, that's not good.
Only allowed to go to name stores, like we have a local produce grocer, and they weren't allowed to go there. It had to be like Walmart or Giant or Weiss or something that was name brand. I mean, it just got to the point it was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's tough.
And signing, you know, in and out every time they go to doctor appointments and just, you know, like I said, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
They said I couldn't ride in the car with her unless I was driving.
Really?
It's
that
crazy.
Was tough.
Yeah.
Be an aide to my client if I can't go with her to doctor's appointment?
Right.
Riding her car.
Right. No, doctor's appointments and errands are actually one of the, you know, the main things that most of our patients need help with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will look at the, you know, if you text me that site, I will look at the
I'm gonna go ahead. I'm sending you the link right now. Take a look at it, and I'll be calling you to follow up. Okay? Or you can always reach out to me. You have my number from the number that I'm texting you from, so just save it and reach out to me anytime.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Chaya. Chaya.
Okay. Good
All
enough.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm on your service. I was just waiting for somebody to call me with something in this area, possibly.
So are you still working with Margaret Stoll through another agency?
No.
Oh, you're not working with her. She has another aide?
She has one, but the one that she had just retired, and so she needs somebody.
Oh.
You know?
Okay, so I sent her our website information, and hopefully she can take a look at it, and, you know, she's going to want to come with us.
Right, because she should.
Yeah?
It'd be a good thing.
Yeah. Maybe keep calling her and you know, push
her. Yeah, she's calling me just now.
Oh, she's calling you?
She's calling me just now, yeah.
Maybe convince her to come.
Keep me in mind, Keisha Johnson. Because I'm already on y'all. I already had a worker through y'all. But she switched. She wanted to go with one of her relatives.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's how I didn't, you know. Okay, thank you
so
much.
Talk to her, sure, and we'll be in touch. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.